I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Herman, I appreciate you being with us today, courtesy of our friends at Quick Lane. We'll talk about that, Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. I always wonder, how much money would you have made in today's NFL with today's rules? You got to be thinking. I mean, seriously. Do you ever think about that? Like, that you were born too early?
I get upset with my mom every once in a while. I think I'd be about at least $80 million, you know, a little bit more on the upside.
Gosh. Yeah. I'm looking at it's weird because just looking at it, glancing back at it yesterday. By the way, I met after the you remember, and I don't want to bring a painful memory. Remember the Lions playoff loss to the Eagles?
You didn't want to make it painful?
I'm trying not to make it painful, but I want to just tell the audience. I actually, as a young broadcaster, met you after that game. And you stood there and answered questions and didn't hide. I'm just going to say, there's a lot of people in the NFL that hide. There's a lot of guys who take a little extra time in the shower, the trainer's room, and sort of want to avoid these kind of things. So I just want to give you credit for that.
Well, I appreciate it.
It's a bad loss, but I'm telling you this, your receiving number's crazy. You had three consecutive years where you're averaging around 115 catches. That, to me, is ridiculous because I'm projecting it to today's NFL, and I don't even know what that would have been.
Buck 40.
That's amazing.
Buck 30, somewhere thereabouts.
Are you as entertained by the game today as you were the game that you played in the NFL?
Interestingly enough, I have become a fan of watching the NFL. I didn't do a lot of it when I played it, which was weird. I didn't watch a lot of games because you're so consumed. You're watching all your game tapes. You're watching all your film. You're trying to get a head start on just you know what the coaches are going to say before you get there. And you go back and do all that. Now I'm looking forward to certain matchups. You know, last night I enjoyed watching Carolina, Pittsburgh Steelers, and actually knowing the players and knowing what's going on and where they stand and how important this game means to them. And I didn't think I'd be that invested, but I am. I really like watching football.
From 24 to 29, from the ages of 24 to 29, you missed one game. What is it about? Because today, I don't know, when I look at the modern day NFL, I hear a lot of guys are out with a bad toe or you know, a little tweak of an ankle or something like that. How do you play the prime years of your career and miss one game?
You know why? Because you don't want to give the team an excuse of why they're not going to keep you or play you. We play with injuries. I go back and I look at a lot of my film, and it's kind of disappointing because I see my fingers taped up. I remember dislocating literally every finger. Every finger I have has been dislocated. Dislocated toes before, shoulders, and you tape it up and you go and you play. You were playing not just because of the contract, but you played because you knew your team needed you. You knew that there was going to be a somewhat of a drop off. Teams depended on you, and for me, that was never a concern. I look at the early parts of my career where I had some struggles in my rookie year. And then being able to bounce back and getting the starting position and having seven straight phenomenal years with the team. And we had some amazing runs that some fell short, obviously. But nowadays, it is. You know, I can't remember. I'm not going to throw any guys under the bus. I remember there was one guy that was out because he had a cold.
Can't imagine a cold.
It was like a cold.
What, do you go to Wayne Font? You go to Wayne Font?
I don't know what it was. I got to go back and find out who it was, but it was a pretty prominent player, and they said something about, you know, he's a little bit under the weather. And I'm like, I don't understand what that means.
Under the weather?
Under the weather. Like, dislocated shoulders a little bit under the weather.
I can imagine you going up to Wayne Font. Yeah, I can't go today, coach. Can't go. I got a little bit of a cold.
But look at the money, though. I mean,
it's unbelievable.
There's no incentive. There's nothing. When you're paid, you're paid. In this league now, it's – once you get it, I don't know what they're playing for now other than the championship because you can't play for the contract. The contracts are there.
If you were a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room today and Le'Veon Bell wanted to stroll back in, how would you feel?
It's going to be hit or miss with him. I think the linemen felt a little disappointed. That was pretty much out in the open. That was in the public. You look at what has happened with Connors and the fact that he has been able to really not have too big of a drop-off. Coach Tomlin, Kevin, Colbert, and those guys, they realize it's more about the team than the individual. He will be received by his friends, but I think there's going to be some animosity. There are going to be some guys that are going to feel a certain type of way when he walks back in. Whether they tell him or not, they're going to feel that because they've been there and they've had to fight their way back from what looked like it was going to be a tough season and a tough start after tying Cleveland to all of a sudden now being atop of the AFC in their division. So this is a team that has fought back despite and regardless of the fact that he's not there. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if he comes in next week or not.
Got to love it. Detroit Lions legend Herman Moore is here with us today on behalf of Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center, over 800 stores nationwide. And you're part of their trading one uniform for another program. And there's some scholarships involved, which is a great scholarships for trade education and certification. What's that about?
Well, though, this is a great opportunity for me to get involved. I have a lot of family members who have participated or are part of the military. And when I was asked to become a brand ambassador and come out and share the message and the goodwill and the great things that they're doing in the communities, awarding, they have five $10,000 scholarships that are being given to military vets who are coming back to civilian life and looking to make a career change. A great start to change that one uniform for another and get into another skill trait. Also, opening up this year is a little bit of a new twist to the first responders to go out and be a part of this scholarship program as well. And they can nominate themselves. And that is another big piece. So if you know of anyone that is looking to advance their career or move into a different career path, this Trading One uniform for another program is there and is available at QL Trading One. The one is spelled out O-N-E. .com and they have until December 7th to make that nomination, and then we're going to announce the winners on December 26th at the Quick Lane Bowl, ACC versus the Big Ten.
That is so awesome because a lot of the trades right now, there are a lot of trades where they're dying to get people in there with the qualified skills to get really nice, well-paying jobs. I saw the other day where between when I was in high school in the 80s, that like 40 or 45% less kids go to trade school, which is crazy because the jobs are there now, and they're not there for it.
This is also they're coming out. They're ready. They got a lot of skill sets that are qualified for this. So this is a great match program for the skill set and the automotive maintenance and repair certification.
That's awesome.
That they'll get it's a great skill. Trades are a big deal right now. I'm in a staffing world, and trying to find skilled trades is one of the tough tasks. So this is a great boost and an opportunity that I hope a lot of people will go out and nominate someone and take advantage of it.
Detroit Lions legend Herman Moore joining me here. John Kincaid in for DA on CBS Sports Radio. All right, tell me, if you had to choose one branch of the military to serve in, which one would you have chosen?
Ooh.
Because I'll tell you this, I would have no parts in the Marines.
That's like having like all pro, right?
I would have lasted 3 days, Herman. They would have kicked me out.
Nah, the Marines, that's pretty sweet. I mean, here comes Herman Moore. Man, he's a Marine. that sounds pretty good, man. I like that.
You don't already get that, though.
The Navy, I'm not a big, being on the ship
or
going on, being trapped in there in 3 months on the water. I don't know if I could do that.
I guess it's Army or Coast Guard. Coast Guard, you can't do Coast Guard. I mean, can you? Because it's the same thing as the Navy.
I like Special Ops. I got to see what the path would be to get to Special Ops. Man.
Oh, okay.
That's me. I'm cerebral, man. I like to throw my mind into it. I like to think. I like to dress up, put in the camouflage and all that good stuff.
There you go. Herman, let me ask you something here. Is that this weekend, with 13 yards receiving, Julio Jones is going to become the fastest wide receiver in NFL history to 10,000 yards. He will do that against the Cleveland Browns, who held the draft pick to draft him and traded it to Atlanta. How much do you think Cleveland is looking back and saying, my gosh, we had a legendary wide receiver right in our grasp and we traded him away?
They're going to be looking at that one hard. Can you imagine?
By the way, not one of the draft picks, the five draft picks that they got, not one of those players was on the roster after 3 years.
A lot of wasted money. See, they could have brought me in, man. That could have saved them a lot of money.
See?
I would have been only a bargain at $50 million.
It's amazing today when you think of these. If you had one wide receiver to build a team around, you're choosing, you get one wide receiver. Now, you're not necessarily building the team around them, but that's a position that you know you get to set up. Who are you taking?
Me.
Well, other than you, even though you were very much, look, your prime was sort of my prime, so I'm looking at you.
All right. So one guy today I could build around.
Yeah.
One guy.
Because I get so many different answers to this when I talk to guys that have been in the NFL. I get varied answers all over the board.
But that's tough because you'd have to pick a young guy.
Yes.
That
well,
you
no,
can build with.
Because if somebody in their prime. You get the prime.
If they're in their prime, though, how are you building? I don't know. That's opening the question. I mean.
See?
I wouldn't build it. You know what? Let me give you an honest answer. I wouldn't build it around a wide receiver.
It's got to be a quarterback?
Probably.
Okay.
That's a critical position, but I'm building defense now.
Okay. Gosh, you're absolutely right.
I'm building defense.
Absolutely.
I'm putting all my time and money in that. Because the quarterbacks now, you look, one guy's hot today. Next year, everybody pays them the money, goes somewhere, and they crash and they burn. So I'm not sold on the quarterbacks. I'm real skeptical about bringing a guy in that's young in today's league and just having him all, be the guy I'm building a team around because he never may pan out and then, wasted all that time. So I'm really looking. Defensive players, I think, accelerate a lot faster. And you can build really good squads around an aggressive, good defense and a defensive coordinator.
Now, I live pretty much right around the corner in suburban Atlanta from Matt Stafford. So during the off season, I run into Matt a lot, getting breakfast at local breakfast spot or something. So tell me, let him come home a little happier this year. I mean, come on, what's going on with the Lions, and do you think it's going
to
turn?
He would love to come home in Atlanta, but right now with the Lions, a lot of things have become complicated because you lose a veteran guy that is giving you more than just yardage and yak, and that's Golden Tate. There's a lot he did with the community. A lot
thank
that
you.
He
I'm
did.
An Eagles fan, so thank
there's
you
There's a
for
lot
that
he was doing with the team in terms of veteran leadership. I think he was definitely a good security blanket in the absence of what's happened with the receiving unit there with Matthew Stafford. Kenny Galladay's picked up. Marvin Jones has been pretty consistent, but at the same time, everything's falling apart. The offensive line was supposed to really solidify not just the running game but the passing attack, give Matthew Stafford protection. But now when they face teams that have really good defense and schemes, that they struggle defensively. The defensive line we knew was going to be a problem. We didn't think it was going to be as problematic as it is now. And the running games that they face are just tearing them apart. The secondary is having to really run around with receivers, even average receivers all day, and it's making them look not bad, but making the other team look better. So this team at 3-5, it's got a long road, and it's in a tough division that's getting better every single year. The defensive side of the NFC North is growing.
Brutal, yes.
It's getting to be a very, very good unit, almost similar to what you see with the AFC with Pittsburgh and the Bengals and the Ravens when they were building all these powerhouse defensive units. You're seeing that in the NFC North. So it's going to be tougher for these offensive teams to just rely solely on that.
Herman Moore wants you to know the nominations can be submitted for those scholarships at QLTrading1, spell it out, one.com. And Quick Lane is going to reveal the winners at the Quick Lane Bowl, celebrating its fifth anniversary, December 26th. At Ford Field, nominations have to be submitted by December 7th. So you're like 4 weeks out for that. So get right on it from Quick Lane Tire and Auto Center. Thanks, Herman. Appreciate talking to you, buddy.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.